A local hockey success story is being recognized by the North Bay Sports Hall of Fame. Steve McLaren, Ole North Bay Centennials champion and National Hockey Leaguer, is part of the 2023 group that will be inducted into the North Bay Sports Hall of Fame. As a teenager, interest was shown in Steve McLaren by NCAA Division I schools, but due to a tragic family crisis, that opportunity was put on hold. As is the case in most sports, skill is measured in a wide variety of ways. McLaren possessed grit, determination, toughness, and an outstanding work ethic. While Steve was never going to lead his team in scoring, his contribution to the teams he played on went far beyond statistics. His greatest contribution was that he fulfilled a role on any team he was part of that allowed the players with specific offensive skills to display their wares without fear of retribution. Steve was an enforcer, and he was good at it. He never went looking for a fight, but never backed down from a confrontation. See related. Steve McLaren was built for his era of hockey. See related. Why isn't Steve in the North Bay Sports Hall of Fame? Steve played for 2 years for the North Bay Centennials and was a key player in their 1994 Ole Championship season. He was never drafted in the Ole draft, but rather was a walk-on to the training camp, and coach Bert Templeton was quick to see his hard work and skill at what he did best. Renowned tough guy, Dennis Bonvie, was part of that team, and Steve got into it with him during training camp. The fight was one thing, but more importantly, it showed his determination, which coach Templeton was quick to see. Steve was drafted in 85th overall by the Chicago Blackhawks in 1994. While his career in the NHL was limited to 6 games, his professional career consisted of 509 games where he scored 17 goals, had 23 assists and amassed 1909 penalty minutes. While the NHL is the ultimate level of hockey, the AHL and IHL display a high level of talent in various categories. Steve sustained a career of 12 seasons of professional hockey, maximizing his strengths and playing a vital role in contributing to his team's success. In 2003-2004, McLaren was with the Worcester IceCats, the AHL affiliate of the St. Louis Blues, his third affiliated team. 10 years after winning the Ole Championship in 1994 with the Centennials and spending 9 seasons enduring the ups and downs of life in minor pro hockey, McLaren finally got the call that he was going to the show. It was an emotional roller coaster, McLaren says, after learning that he would be suiting up for the St. Louis Blues in December of 2003. I had waited 9 years to get that call and was just trying to prove that I deserved to be there. I was training hard and making some plays and doing well that season. I think I was leading the league in fighting majors when I got called up. Reed Lowe got hurt and the Blues called me and said they needed a player of my style to come play with them for a little while, recalls McLaren in an interview with Beta Day's Matt Sukram. We welcome Steve McLaren as an inductee into the North Bay Sports Hall of Fame, stated Bill Jacko, chair of the North Bay Sports Hall of Fame. McLaren will be inducted on Saturday, April 27, 2024. At the North Bay Sports Hall of Fame's 43rd annual induction and awards dinner to be held at the Davetti Club in North Bay. Tickets are available by contacting Larry Tugas, 705-303-8104, Trista Grant, 705-472-0009, or the Davetti Club, 705-474-4190.